men of the United Nations, it's Jubilee. Men, have you had your kicks this week? Well, here's Jubilee, produced by the Special Service Division of the War Department. And tonight, we're going to try to wiggle the tongue in your old GI bro gas. And with us to assist in the Torah technique, our sister Rosetta Tharp, Trevor Bacon, the Delta Rhythm Boys, Frank Humphreys, Johnny Mason and Johnny Weigel, and Lucky Millinder and his famous orchestra. And now, here he is, your master of ceremonies, the original Mr. 10 by 10, Ernie Whitman.
Thank you. Cats, we want you to gather around our solid little saucer of Grade A for some highfalutin lip flapping. But first, I want you to meet our conductor, who's back with us again by special request, Lucky Millinder. Lucky, before we start up the B-flat, I want you to know we have a lot of requests from men over in Hawaii. How would you like to say a word to them?
I sure would, Ernie. Aloha, anua, loa, kako, cat. Mahalo, anua, from Jubilee. Let's hola, hola, go.
Now, the English translation to that is, we're going to nibble the nub off the outer layer of lip largo. Your ink slinging has requested us to dig you deep, hilarious and ding-dongy. So latch on to a hunk of aloha called Jitters. Hola, hola, go lucky.
Thank you.
too. Now we're going to dig it with a dab of double gooey doggerel. So cat swap off your whiskers and stretch out your fangs. And get with this interplanetary clamoroo as kicked out with the Delta Rhythm Boys. Than whom there is no than whomer. It's Rigoletta. We are going to sing a Rigoletta. That must be different than Brandwater. As the whisper that don't mean a thing.
Not a thing. We will improvise some words that we all can swing.
Swing the best you know. Grandiose, the old Rigoletti,
Letio.
You will know. Wait until you hear the rock swing. Swing high, see though it may be far. Letio. It's a pretty little ditty when you swing it warm and mellow. Oh, what jumbo, so mellow. Every baffle like to show you that he keeps the rhythm mellow. Oh, he keeps the mellow with smell. Listen, he's making me a fool.
A fool of me.
He won't make the new
a fool. A fool of me.
La, 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 la.
A fool of me. You make me laugh, you make me laugh. That's such a funny thing you do.
Up the well-known Holcomb. And now, men, here's a whole raft of rips and reefs that'll make the clocks on your socks do a live forever. And we're doing this one for Hep Jackson at APO 980, T Sergeant Norton George Peacock. I want you to meet Sister Rosetta Tharpe. Sister Tharpe, what brace of free fats are you going to mellow for us?
Rock Daniel.
Well, leave Daniel have an easy time in your vocal hammock, sister.
We're gonna hold a meeting tonight.
Tonight.
We're gonna hold a meeting tonight.
Tonight.
We're gonna hold a meeting tonight. So we can straighten out the business at hand. Yes.
Yes.
We are gonna learn a new thing.
We are gonna learn a new thing.
A rhythm and a rock.
And a rock got rhythm.
So we come out tonight.
Rock
I said we come out tonight.
Rock
we come out tonight.
Rock
it ain't no harm. Oh.
you, Sister Thor, thank you. That was a real fine thing. And now, Lucky, what's with the mezzo intermezzo?
Well, Ernie, we've got a letter from a lot of guys at AP0953, and we'll have to answer in full at some future date. For the present, I'd just like to say hello to Sergeants Willie J. Prent, Nathaniel Ellis, James Brown, Andrew Woodruff, Willie Baker, Leslie Frost, and Elking Worthington. How's everything in Barracks 14, men? Well, I hope they're going to be a bit more solid now, because here's one that really ought to well you. It's a toothsome tidbit called Are You Ready? And the mess of dots are did it by Trevor Bacon. I hope you like it.
Are you ready, Lucky?
Solid! Solid!
Sometime referred to as a big gate off of Harlem's hallelujah heaven, is going to swack off the rust of a squeaky hinge and blare it up, flag it up, smear it, and shine it on down to a Shangri-La Dida, front and center with a putty blower, Frankie.
Let me go, baby. Let me go in. After you go, this don't decide shit. Go stop here too. And stop that.
You left the greatest bell that you ever have.
There comes a time. I know you will regret it. There comes a time. Baby, don't you forget it. Oh, baby, don't say what she doing. You know my love for you has no reason. I'll have you gone, mama. Then have you gone, love.
Thank you. Was that good?
Man, it was good. And now while you guys catch up on your inhales and exhales, I'd like to deflate my lungs in your direction. And while I'm at it, I want to say many thanks to Captain Leo W. Gillians at APO 953. An answer to yours of the 25th is on the way. Meantime, I want to remind all you fellas listening to dip your bayonets into some blue fluid and scratch out some scribbling to Jubilee Special Service, Los Angeles, USA. Your request for man made our music will be beamed to you as hastily as we can dig the request, please.
Just a minute, Mr. Whitman. Can I make an announcement right here, please? I don't want to butt in, you know, but just a minute. A little announcement. Say, what's going on here? What's this all about here? I'm trying to make an announcement. Yeah. What's out of your butt in here? I asked for Mr. Whitman to make an announcement. Did you see me getting ready to make an announcement here? You butt in here running your hollow. Hey there, wait a minute. Who's your friend? Where do you get that kind of stuff at?
Yeah,
I'm a man. I don't like that kind of stuff. Who told you to come down here?
Let me talk some, will you?
Now, what do you want to say?
Well, all I want to ask you is, how do you get out of here? That's all.
How'd you get in here?
I come in through the gate.
Well, why'd you go out the same way?
Oh, no. It looked like everybody tonight. I have to be down here at Fort Walt Chuka.
I did
a benefit show down there.
Yeah?
As soon as the show was over, I started for the gate. A man stepped from behind the building and hollered, "Halt!"
Well, you started outside.
Yeah.
A man stepped behind the building and hollered, "Halt!"
That's right.
Well, did you halt?
I'm here, you know.
And you didn't seem to get ready to make
No, I didn't.
What's the matter with you? Are you drunk?
Huh?
I said, are you drunk?
Drunk?
Yes.
What's the matter? Are you jealous?
Why should I be jealous because I don't drink?
That's good.
My father before me didn't drink.
Yeah?
My grandfather didn't drink.
Yeah?
In fact, my forefather didn't drink.
Well, I drink.
Yeah?
My father before me drank.
Yeah?
My grandfather lived the ripe old age of 96.
Yeah?
2 years ago, he died.
Uh-huh.
2 weeks ago, we dug him up.
So what?
He looks a darn sight better than you do right now.
Well, all right. It's about how I look. Remember this. How I look, life begins at 40.
Yeah? And can end at once.
Say, well, you're pretty smart boy.
No.
Oh, you must be something. What's your name?
My name is Spider Bruce.
Spider Bruce?
That's right.
That's a peculiar name.
Yeah, but I didn't name myself, you know that.
No, I know. Spider.
B-I-D-E-R.
C-I-D-E-R?
That's right.
How do you spell the Bruce?
Bruce, that's Bruce, U-F-C-E, Bruce.
Oh, I see. Well, where you from, Spider-Man?
I'm from Gaffney, South Carolina.
Gaffney?
Oh, yeah.
Gaffney, I never heard of that.
Oh, it's down there, all right.
All right, listen. I won't argue with you, buddy. Listen, I'm not going to argue with you about it at all because my father is a big man. My father's a big cattleman.
Cattleman?
Yeah.
Now, you can talk to me about cattle because I sure do love cattle.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, he raises some of the greatest stockers in the country today.
Fairground.
Prize winner.
Supreme.
Blue ribbon stuff.
You got something.
Listen, on our farm, we got the fastest and the smartest bull in the world there.
The bull or your father?
I told you about that. I told you about that father stuff.
Now, I misunderstood you.
I was talking about the bull.
Yeah?
Let me show you how fast this bull is.
Yeah?
My father's farm is 25 miles long.
Yeah?
There's a train passing every day about 5 o'clock.
Yeah?
Going at the rate of 60 to 70 miles an hour.
Uh-huh.
One of them fast-moving
got
trains.
Got to be fast.
Boy, this bull goes to the edge of the farm and waits for that train.
Yeah?
And races to the other end, which is 25 miles.
Uh-huh.
And beats it there 5 minutes ahead of time every day.
Now, let me see, do I understand you?
Yeah.
Every evening at 5 o'clock, the bull comes out of the stable.
That's right.
He looks at the clock and see what time it is.
Oh, no, wait.
Well, how do we get in time?
Oh, he tells time by the sun.
Oh, by the sun.
Look at the clock.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sure, he tells by the sun.
What kind of bull is that? That's the time by the sun.
That's right.
That's all right, though.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm glad to meet you anyhow.
Uh-huh.
Leaving town tonight.
Well, where?
I'm going back to Los... Well, I'm leaving, going to New York.
Going to New York?
Tonight, yeah.
New York City?
Yes, I left...
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. Yes. I left New York this morning at 7 o'clock. Got here at 9:30, you know, and... I want to see a boy that...
Hey, wait a minute.
Wait a minute, what?
You're a little ahead of your story.
What do you mean?
You say you left New York this morning?
Yeah.
Seven got here at 9:30
that's
this
right.
morning?
That's right.
Oh, no.
No, what?
It's impossible.
I'm here.
But you couldn't make it.
I'm here.
Oh, man.
Oh, somebody tell him I'm here.
Listen, don't you know that's 3,000 miles away from here, man?
Better than that, ain't it?
Oh, man, you couldn't make a trip like that by train.
I didn't come by train, no.
You couldn't come by bus.
I didn't bus it here, either.
No, you couldn't come on a boat.
And I didn't boat it here, either.
Why, you couldn't even fly
and
here.
I didn't fly here.
Well, how'd you get here, then?
I rode your father's bull.
Oh, man.
Thank you. Ma'am, those two chaps you just got a load of were John Mason and Johnny Weigel, former comedians with Bill Robinson's show, Born Happy. We hope you drop in on us again soon, boys. Approaching the left flank of this Jubilee microphone at the moment is a man with the news about the winder upper. Leave us have the bitter better, Lucky Milliner.
Well, this number is respectfully dedicated to Sergeant John H. Weatherspoon at APO 708. We haven't got an arrangement of the song you requested with us at this time, Sergeant John, but you'll be dug by it very soon. And here's one I think you'll like. It's Rustle of Spring, and we do it the hard way, if you know what I mean.
Stand by, Sergeant. We are off. Thank you. We started to approach the point in the program which we have now arrived. In other words, the conclusion has been reached, and we shall deal with it in a rudy manner. Lucky Melinda, have you a word for the cats?
Thanks for your letters, fellas, inviting me back to the Jubilee microphone. I hope you're solid as a brass gas jet. And remember, we can be ahead. Just give us a holler. So long for now.
Thanks, Lucky. Meantime, this is Ernie Whitman beating his choppers for the Delta Rhythm Boys. Sister Rosetta Thorpe, Trevor Bacon, Frank Humphreys, John Mason and Johnny Weigel, Lucky Melinda and all the cats in the menagerie. Plant you now and dig you next week at the proper moment. So long and good luck.